This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The 2013 election is over, but the stunning defeat of Amendment 66 last Tuesday may impact Governor Hickenlooper's re-election bid in 2014. Republicans point to the loss as just one of many setbacks faced by the governor this year as he seeks a second term in office. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke with Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff for more.
Governor Hickenlooper is coming off of a rough summer, and now there is the loss of Amendment 66. Both will surely be a part of the GOP effort to unseat the governor next year, but is he a vulnerable candidate?
Well, it's interesting because I think 6 months ago, most Republicans would probably privately say that he is not vulnerable, but I think perhaps the shine is off his political armor. He's not only had losses with the tax hike from last week, but he also had two recalls, and he's also dealing with the Nathan Dunlap decision, as well as the doubling of renewable energy standards for the rural communities, which they're very much against.
Well, you touched upon the rural renewable energy standard that was passed during the legislature this year. That was one of the reasons behind the secession movement for a good chunk of northern Colorado in last Tuesday's election. Should Democrats be worried about things like this, these issues, and the fact that people want to secede from the state over the governor and the so-called Democratic agenda?
I do think that the governor has probably learned a little bit more vocally from these people that rural residents do matter in the state and that it's not just Denver that should be making all the rules and regulations. And I think what you'll see in the legislature come January are some bills that are perhaps more favorable to some of the agricultural communities and rural residents around the state and make it more palatable for them to support the governor.
Another Republican entered the gubernatorial race on Monday. That is Steve House. He is the Adams County GOP chair. Republicans talk about the governor being vulnerable. I'm wondering about the GOP. The party now has five candidates, and its primary election isn't until next June. Jody, it seems like they would want to coalesce around a single candidate before then to gain and capitalize on this momentum.
As you mentioned, there are five candidates, including former Congressman Tom Tancredo, Secretary of State Scott Gessler, Senator Greg Brophy, and former State Senator Mike Kopp, who have joined Steve House. And I think the Republicans feel that a primary probably is helpful against someone with such high name ID. They all have their different tacks, but as you said, no one's united behind one candidate, and that could be problematic as Republicans go into the primary, which is early this year in June. So that fact could actually help out because there'll be longer time to campaign against Hickenlooper for the general election.
It seems like there was a similar situation back in 2010 during the gubernatorial race between the Republican candidate and the American Constitution Party candidate back then. Candidate Hickenlooper simply stayed in the background while those two went at each other. Clearly, that 2010 strategy for Hickenlooper is not going to work this time around.
Oh, absolutely not. I think the governor candidates are already making attacks on the governor, and I don't think they're going to give him a bye this time. One thing that Congressman Tancredo has mentioned is he's hoping that his fellow Republicans will sign a civility pledge and that they won't go after each other, but instead go after Hickenlooper. A couple of them, the contenders, have said they'll sign it, but that's pretty hard to enforce. However, I think their main strategy is to go after the governor, go after him early, and perhaps five people making all kinds of attacks might be more successful than 2010, where they had a really splintered party. So I think that's what their strategy is going to be.
Okay, Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.